This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a perfect day for the launch of Philadelphia's road race season. It's the Philadelphia Love Run Half Marathon. Thousands of people are involved. And KYW's Nigel Thompson is joining us live from there. Morning, Nigel.
Good morning, Kirk. Yeah, I'm here with thousands of fans here lining the parkway, cheering runners on as they take off. About 5 or so minutes ago, the final corral of runners starting the race took off. And now there's around 13,000. That's the number expected to have been due to be participating today. There's now about 13,000 runners, running throughout the streets of Philadelphia. You know, some of the faster ones are actually making their way back out the parkway towards Fairmount Park on the half marathon course. It's very impressive to see how fast some of these people are running. The course itself takes runners on an extended loop of City Hall, as far east as Independence Mall, and then back through Chinatown, back out the parkway and into Fairmount Park, and then another loop back to the Art Museum. There is a 7K and a half marathon. The 7K, which around 2,500 people are participating in, ends after that first loop around City Hall towards Independence Hall, and it ends at the Art Museum. The half marathon, which more than 10,000 people are taking part in, is actually what takes you out into Fairmount Park on that other loop. Before the race, I spoke with runner Patrick Walsh. He's taking part in the half marathon. He's from Downingtown. He turns 45 this year and said he's using this half marathon, this first one, as a stepping stone for longer runs he hopes to complete this year.
Just enjoy running, enjoy distance racing, turning 45 this year, so I want to prove that I can still get some miles in.
He said he plans to do the Broad Street run in May, and then, you know, hopefully by the end of the year do a marathon. And Kirk, you know, when the runners are done this course, when they complete their run and end at the Art Museum, as all of them will, which by some of the paces I'm seeing will be in the next half hour to 45 minutes, they'll be greeted with a beer garden at Aiken's Oval.